Hey everybody, welcome back to another season of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, me, Jean Tian. And in this season, I am so excited to explore the concept of success as it relates to your career. And I don't mean career in the sense of just your job, but I mean career in terms of the things that you do to get to a professional point that you are comfortable in or that you desire to be in. And for you entrepreneurs out there, that also includes entrepreneurship as well as the success of your business. So for this episode, episode one of season three, I wanted to touch on just the definition of success when we look at it from a career perspective. And then for the next episode, we'll take a look at it from an entrepreneurship as well as an organizational perspective, because we know that organizations has its own metrics of success that could be separate from our own personal definition and metrics of success when it comes to our career. So when you ask those individuals who are working in the workforce what their definition of success is, I think most of us would immediately say progress. And progress in terms of salary progress, progress in terms of seniority within the organization, as well as titles within the organization. And I think also a lot of us would look at the value that we have within that organization. Now, two out of these three categories are very tangible. The third one, in terms of our value and how to measure our value within an organization, is a lot less tangible. And there's two ways to measure that. You can look at it intrinsically or you can look at it externally. And so for this season, I'd love to just explore this concept of intrinsic and external value, how we measure our value within the organization, because that is definitely a key factor and ingredient in terms of how we measure our success when it comes to our career as well. That aside, let's first start off with the two very tangible factors, which is your seniority within the organization, and that's inclusive of the title that you have within that organization, as well as your money factor. So, meaning how much money you make within the organization. I remember when I was younger, and I want to say probably early teenager period. I don't remember exactly when, but I do remember this time when I was sitting in the back of my parents' car. We were going somewhere, probably grocery shopping or something like that. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, I really want to be a vice president at the age of 25, and I want to make a lot of money. And at that time, I had no concept of what a lot of money actually meant, right? And to be honest, I really didn't even know what it meant to be a vice president in a large organization. And then within each organization, the roles and titles also vary. So it could mean one thing at company A and then a totally different thing at company Z. But that aside, from the money perspective, we all have some goal or another in terms of the salary range that we want to be able to achieve within our career. And I think the general concept is the more, the better. Now, how do we measure, though, how much money we're making and whether or not that's enough? A typical standard metric for salary and for compensation is, number one, what is market value for the role that we're in? And then number two, what are our peers making to the best of our knowledge? Because a lot of that is still very confidential within the hierarchy of the organization. And number three, it's really about how much effort we're putting in, and is it enough of a return in order for us to justify the sacrifices that we've made? So those are the three main factors, at least from my perspective, that I have used when I look at whether or not my compensation is enough, whether or not I have truly progressed, right? Because we also have inflation and other such factors to categorize. And an increase in salary doesn't necessarily mean that you're moving up in terms of progress and success. And so the one thing that I want to look at, though, is that when you really look at these different factors that I just mentioned from a compensation measurement perspective, and whether or not we are succeeding from that perspective, I think a lot of us don't realize that there's another factor that comes into play, and that's the Joneses. It's the Joneses factor. And what I mean by the Joneses factor is, okay, it goes kind of with the second factor a lot, right? Is how can I keep up with the Joneses if I'm only making this amount? Because I have to be able to demonstrate and to express the success that I've achieved. Otherwise, how will people know? And the way that we do that is I can keep up with the Joneses. I can buy the car that they can buy. I can buy the purse that they can buy. I can wear this. I can afford to go on these vacations. I can keep up with my friends, with my neighbors, with my colleagues. And so that's how I know that I am doing well. And that's how I know that I am succeeding. And I think most of us would even consider ourselves even more successful if we are wearing better clothes or better brand clothes, if we're driving better branded cars or more expensive cars, if we're traveling on more expensive trips, or if our homes are in more expensive areas. And that takes up a lot of the mind space that's in our head when it comes to the measurement of success in terms of our professional goals. And so when you really look at all of these factors together, we go not so much by market comp. Because even if I make $5 for the job that I'm doing and market saying the market value is $4, that could feel good, I guess, to a certain extent. But when you realize that the $4 or the $5 won't get you that brand new luxury car that your neighbors are driving, then the success that you have felt in knowing that your salary is slightly higher than or comparable to market value goes away pretty quickly. And I think the same could be said for the amount of sacrifices that you've made, because if you're not able to afford the same things that other people can, you might be questioning yourself like, I wonder if I'm sacrificing enough. Maybe I need to work harder. Maybe I need to do more. Maybe they're doing other things that I'm not familiar with. But what we've never really looked at, or most of us may have never really looked at, is why we feel this need to keep competing and to keep pushing us towards the Joneses. And in meeting that Joneses factor, in meeting that metric, the Joneses metric. And I think that is really the key of how we look at our success when it comes to our professional growth, and specifically when it comes to the money aspect. Because oftentimes when we start to compare ourselves with the Joneses, we realize, or maybe we may think that whatever we have isn't enough. And we get so caught up in that not enough, in that space, that's the gap between ourselves and the Joneses, that we forget to really appreciate all of the things that we have achieved already, all of the things that we have already accumulated. And we forget to experience and truly enjoy all of the successes that we have already accomplished. And it's so easy to get caught up in this, because that's why it's the rat race. That's why we're constantly chasing to mind the gap, to close the gap between ourselves and the Joneses. But here's the thing. No matter what we have, somebody will always have more. Even the richest person in the world doesn't always stay the richest person in the world, because somebody else could always come up with more. And so it's this constant like back and forth between one and two. And we see it within the athletic realm. We see it within finance. We see it all the time. It's constantly changing. So does that mean that as quickly as that value or that metric fluctuates, so does our success? I don't think so. Because I think that what really matters, and I'd like to propose to you, that what truly matters is not how we are doing when we compare with other people, but it's really how we are doing when we compare with ourselves. And this is the part where what we forget to do all the time is that we forget to look back at where we were to see how far we've come to where we are today. And if you think back to the time or the little teenage self of yours, like I do, right? Oh, okay, if I wanted to make it to be a VP making a lot of money, I can certainly say that I've already accomplished that. I didn't accomplish it at the age of 25, but I have already accomplished that. So then why don't I feel successful already? Why do I keep feeling like I have to keep going for more? Why do I keep feeling like whatever I have isn't enough? And there's that intrinsic aspect of the way we measure our own success. And especially when it comes to the money story that we have, our salary, and the salary that we make. And I think so often we get so caught up in how we are frustrated and not having enough, how we're frustrated and angry that other people have more than us and they don't work as hard as us, right? How frustrated and bitter and whatever else that we may be because we have sacrificed so much. And the sacrifices that we make is never going to be an apples to apples comparison. Because sometimes the sacrifices that you make are just so invaluable that it can't be measured. It can't be quantified in the tangible way that we tend to do things. So I'd love for this episode, for those of you who are listening, to really take away this question of how do you measure your success as it relates to your salary? Or have you ever even thought about it? Have you even looked to measure it? Or are you just constantly using the more metric? I need to make more. I need to make more. Things are more expensive. I need to make more. That's amazing. But when was the last time you really looked at what you make today? And how does it fit within your success metric? How does it fit in with your definition of success? Does it fit in? If not, why? You know, and I really want to ask, like, why? Because there's so many of us that forget that we wake up under a roof that keeps us warm and dry, and it keeps us safe during the holidays, during the hurricanes, during, you know, bad weather, good weather, hot weather, whatever it is. We have a vehicle that gets us from one place to another. Now, maybe it's not our own vehicle, but public transportation is still better than having to walk from, you know, the beginning at A to like maybe 20 miles away at Z, at destination Z. But even if we have to, the fact that we can walk, isn't that enough? We forget to look at all of the things that we have already, because we're constantly looking at how we can buy more. The problem with this buy more concept is it's very much consumerism based. And all we do is create clutter in our house. We create clutter in our minds. We create clutter in our hearts that then take us away from what truly matters. Because then this is where we think that the sacrifices we make are actually worth it. But when you really look back and look at the sacrifices that you make, especially if you have little kids, especially if you had to have given up a family reunion or an experience of somehow because you had to work or whatever, was that really worth it? Now, sometimes you can say, yes, absolutely. And I have certainly used work as an excuse to get out of certain events that I didn't want to go to. But when I look back at having missed certain things when it comes to my kids, I realize just how much I gave up. And then I realized, like, maybe I didn't need the bag, or maybe I didn't need, whatever it was, because at the end of the day, I can always buy a bag later on in life. There's not like my bags accumulate dust in my closet. But what I can never do is ask my kids to go back to when they were 3 years old so that I can see them take that first step. And so this is where we want to look at our money. And I hate saying money story, so I don't want to say that, but our money definition of success, how we define success through our salary. And also, sometimes we forget to include the benefits that we get at work too as part of our salary because we think we're entitled to it. But we think that way because we've been so lucky to always have it, whereas other people don't always have that luck, like that luxury of being able to take maternity leave or to be able to take a week of sick days, paid sick days, because we have to take care of our sick husband or sick child or whatever. There's a value to that too. But that value doesn't allow us to spend it to buy something to show people how much money we're making or how successful that we are. But it absolutely should be counted from my perspective in terms of how we define our success. So, for those of you that are out there listening, I would love to hear from you. How do you look at and measure your salary when it relates to your success story? Is it supporting your success story? Or are you being distracted by it? And for those of you who are sitting there like, I'm not really sure what my success story is, I think that's a great question. And I'd love to invite you to tune in for episode two. To listen to what it means for your success story and what does the success story actually mean and how do you actually define it? Until then, drop me a note. Feel free to drop some comments and questions. And if you already know what your success story is and you have already an answer to how your salary definition of success fits into your success story, I'd love to hear about it. Put it in the comments below. And don't forget to follow and subscribe and to share with your friends so that you can stay informed of when the next episode comes up. All right, guys, bye.